This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com, and there are a lot of links on my radio schedule page at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and then click on December. I have a lot of links that that pertain to what Vicki is talking about today. And, you know, this globalization, if you go back in history, it began even in the 1800s, even before 1850. They were, you know, they were doing, talking about globalization. And so it's incrementally grown to the point that, and you asked, why would Congress do this? And I think it's because they are part of the corporation, and they just cater to the corporations.
Well, when they passed the 17th Amendment, whether they did, whether it was legally passed or not, is still being enforced. What they did is that they changed the checks and balances on power in our federal government. The Senate originally was designed to represent the interests of the state. And that's why the state, the Senate had the power to ratify treaties and agreements. And with the Senate being accountable to the states, they could, that created a structure of accountability for the Senate. But when they changed it so that the senators were elected by the population at large, what they did is basically take away the power of the states to control the federal government. And we can see the result of it. They basically handed over their power to these international bodies. And the first real international organization was the League of Nations, of course. And the first international organizations to be established were the financial organizations.
Right.
So you could say that this is a conspiracy of the bankers, and I would say that the real power in the banking business is the Group of 30. And Paul Volcker was the chairman of that for, I believe he was the chairman of that for, I don't know how long, but of course he was one of the most powerful Fed chairmen we had prior to Greenspan.
Right. So. Okay, tell us a little bit about the Group of 30. They have a website, group30.org. It's a private, nonprofit, international body composed of very senior representatives of the private and public sectors and academia.
Yeah, I think it's the inside circle of the bankers, you know, where they set global policy. And I know that Geithner belonged to it. He might still belong to it. But as far as, you know, how that relates to IMF and World Bank and what the relationships are, I really couldn't tell you. I know that the IMF and World Bank, I guess it was the World Bank that was created by the Versailles Treaty, the evolution of the Versailles Treaty. And,
right. The Bank of International Settlements so that they could, so that Germany could make the reparations payments and whatnot. So, you know, it's just been one step at a time, and there's so many different organizations, you know, like the Group of 30, and then you have Bilderberg, and you have so many other secret organizations. Oh, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Our guest today is Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com, and we were talking about the group of 30. We do have a bunch of callers lined up that have questions or comments. Shall we take some calls?
Sure.
All righty, let's take Rick in Kansas. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Deanna. Hey, I was going to get a little off topic here, but hopefully I can relate it to topic. People are just so unaware of what's going on around them, and I agree wholeheartedly. My father, he went to school at San Bernardino, Texas, and was on his way to be an electrical technician, an engineer for NASA. And things didn't go well in his life, and he missed out on that opportunity. But through that, he's taught me things about electricity. And it seems to me like there would be a way, an opportunity for some entrepreneur that might be able to make like a wave shield for those smart meters. I don't know if that seems practical, but another side of that is that people could get off the need for that by sponsors by ZapWorks. And I'd encourage your listeners to look into ZapWorks because there's an alternative source of energy. Everybody's just not aware of it. And I'll listen off the air.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This issue came up about a month and a half ago on the program when we were talking about smart meters, and somebody said, well, you know, it's very interesting that what's that noise?
I have a train.
Oh.
I live close to the track.
I thought you were going to be offline. Okay. It was very interesting that somebody said, you know, that they outlawed lead paint. I'm not sure what what year they did that. But lead paint would have deflected these electric waves, these frequency waves.
Yeah, I think we ought to bring it back.
I think that maybe we ought to bring lead paint back.
Yeah, I can't really address the physics of electricity. I'm not a scientist. I'm a computer systems analyst,
sure.
Which means that I specialize in information.
Our board operator said that it was outlawed in 1978.
Lead paint.
Thank you, Matt.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
So, is there something other than lead paint that we could use? Rick seems to think that that there could be something that we could use to deflect this.
Well, I don't know. Lead paint, I think, is the best. And what I can tell you is that I know that this whole nonsense about lead paint, you know, retarding people is not true, because if it was true, I'd be retarded, because my dad was a miner when I was a baby, and he'd come home, a miner for lead ore, and he'd come home covered with lead ore dust, lead dust, you know, from mining, and apparently didn't affect me.
Interesting. All righty. Rick, did you have another comment or question? I think he hung up. Okay, let's take Judy in Idaho. Judy, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much, Deanna and Vicki. I'm enjoying the program, and I just returned from California, and I lived there for several years, and I have many friends there. And they are getting sick from the smart meters. They're getting headaches, insomnia, and a lot of them are getting heart arrhythmia, different things. And when my son had it installed on his home, he didn't even know about it at the time, his teenage daughter developed severe headaches. She was 14. And then my grandson, he kept his guinea pig on the window seat there, just inside where the smart meter had been installed. And it was only 2 years old, and they lived 5 to 8 years, their lifespan. And his little guinea pig died and was perfectly healthy, and they had no reason to think, you know, well, and they didn't know at the time. And then I heard two different doctors, Dr. Deagle and a Dr. Carl Merritt from Canada, that resides in the U.S., but they both spoke about how these smart meters kill small animals like rabbits and rats. And so I just categorized the guinea pig in there also, because it makes holes in their brain. And then I actually saw from Dr. Merritt's information, I saw a photograph of the brain of a small animal that was normal, and then after being exposed to a smart meter, and it had the...
Sorry about that.
If it's doing that to small animals, what does it do to us? And I know these smart meters, I'm heavily opposed to them because of the health issues and also the government surveillance that can happen. But if we don't have our health, we can't even live and fight and battle as we want to do when these things are so criminal in our lives. And I just, I've been trying here in Idaho Falls to get people informed about it, and it's hard because they just think it's to help them to read the meters, and they don't seem to think there's anything wrong with the smart meters.
Well, and that's a really, really big problem. You know, people, they understand technology on a superficial level. And, of course, all the devices are marketed on the basis of the convenience. You know, it's like the GPS tracking on the highway. You know, they're telling you that, you know, and the communications, and you can get weather conditions up ahead. Well, there is a whole negative side of that, of all technology. It's all dual use. And so the benefits that they're telling the people make it sound like it's a good thing and an innocuous thing, and they don't ever talk about these really negative things. And to my way of thinking, the negative things far outweigh the benefits.
Exactly. And I was wondering if the Gwen Towers have anything to do with hooking up with these smart meters, because the Gwen Towers that are going up all over the nation also, these are not good for us. They send out the frequencies and the microwaves that can affect us and our health again. And so I look into all of these issues pretty strongly because I don't want the things that affect my health. Today we were sprayed heavily with chemtrails, and so it affects my voice. You know, there's just different things that I notice that affect through the years. And all of these things I just am very concerned about, but it's very difficult to get people interested in them.
Yeah. Well, I, with all things considered, everything that's going on, I consider it to be a war in the context of everything else. It's a war fought on the civilian battlefield, and it's being called business and efficient, and it's being implemented in the name of efficiency, but I consider it to be war.
I agree, yes. And, you know, there's an activist in California that has been very, very successful in getting PG&E to remove some of those smart meters. His name is Joshua Hart. And you might tell your children that live in California to look him up. I believe it's, I'm not sure of his website URL, but I believe it is on my radio schedule page because he was on the week of October 24th. He was on Friday, and it's linked there. And he has been so successful. Oh, my goodness. I think he devotes most of his hours against this, against smart meters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, keep up. And I'm trying to do the same thing here in Idaho Falls. And let's hope that we can stop some of these from being installed. There are some that have already been installed in this area. But since they radiate out for 5 miles, that concerns me because even if you don't have one on your home, the home next to you, if they go ahead and have one, it still can radiate into your home.
Exactly.
Well, I used to live in Idaho Falls, and that's making me wonder. I had Utah Power when I lived there, and there was a time when I lived there that I did get kind of sick, and there was one day when I felt like something was vibrating my whole body. But, you know, when you say things like that, people think you're nuts, you know, so I never really talked to anybody about it. But I'm wondering now if maybe they didn't install a smart meter on the house that I was living on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and I know these Gwen Towers, too, around, they are making people sick, and there's just so much that's happening. I wonder if all of these things aren't a form of depopulation. And that's a lot of the reason behind the Gwen Towers, and everything can be traced back a lot to that. The chemtrail.
Interesting.
Thing.
Well, you know, the board operator, Matt, just texted me. He says Bell Labs launched a trial of the first commercial cellular network in Chicago using advanced mobile phone system amps in 1978. And that was also the year that they had the first NMT phone call in Finland. So if you look at the timeline and you think, well, okay, they got rid of lead paint in 1978, and then they introduced these cellular phone systems, looks pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cell phones is another issue, isn't it? I don't use one except when I travel. Just for emergency, because
right.
It affects my head. I can tell how it affects my head. So all of these things, you know, but look at all of the people and our grandchildren and children, everyone, you know, they're using these cell phones. And so there's a lot that we have to be concerned about.
There is.
Yeah. The problem is that since people don't really, they're not really told about the negative effects, you know, in the marketplace, they're only told the positives. They get used to it as a convenience, and then they don't want
right.
to give it up.
That's
right.
Right.
Okay. All righty, we do
so
have
much.
To go to a break. Thanks, Judy, for calling in. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Vicki Davis, and Josh Hart's website is stopsmartmeters.org. And I believe when he was on the program, he was telling me that he was going to have door hangers that you could put on the doorknobs of the houses in your neighborhood to warn people about this. And it seems that there were 200 families in Minnesota who refused wireless water meters and have been cut off. And in California, there were two families that removed the smart meters, returned them to the energy company, so they are without electricity. I mean, this is really becoming quite serious, and there are people who are recognizing the situation and are refusing to allow smart meters.
You know, I considered that, except that the problem is that if I gave up the electricity, if I told them to shut it off and take that meter out, I wouldn't be able to be on the computer.
Exactly. They really do have us. They have all the leverage against us because we are so used to all of these, you know, having electricity and That's how we've always lived. And now all of a sudden we have this other issue. So they really have us in a very disadvantage,
right.
At a disadvantage.
And that's why I wrote that piece called The Heart of Darkness and the Power of Light. Because people were so used to having electricity that the thought of it not being there, we don't even think about it. And on that, we don't think about the power, no pun intended, that that gives the utility company.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
And where you have the Public Utilities Commission in a public-private partnership with your utility company, along with, you know, the fake representatives or stakeholders, you know, what you have is a monopoly of power over people that they can't have no control over.
Sure, sure. Why don't we take another call? Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi.
I'm the one that sent the questionnaire to you.
Great.
And Clint told me that you wanted it. And I believe everybody should have this, far and wide.
Okay.
Yesterday, Clint took John's show for him. And Peter Neese is always on there on Wednesdays. And he brought a guest on. And her name is Dara.
Daria Schooler? Daria Schooler.
Yes. And she has a Blog Talk radio show on Wednesday, last night, from 6 to 8 Eastern Time. And I think we all should go on that show every Wednesday and talk about all these things that we're talking about and let people know about this show, because there's more ways of getting this information out, and people have the freedom to talk and not get cut off by a commercial, and you know what I mean?
Well, commercials are necessary, unfortunately, but they sometimes interrupt a good flow of conversation, but they are necessary.
No, I'm not putting down RBN now. I'm not talking about that.
I know.
We can, because we learn from each other, you know?
Absolutely.
I have a friend out here in California that wrote a letter to the electric company telling him, and I can't remember how he wrote the letter, that he did not want the smart meter, and the supervisor or whoever he sent a letter to made one of the workers put a tag on his meter to not change the meter at all.
Yeah, and, okay. I mean, I put tags on my meter also, and when the meter reader came the first of the month, I believe it was the 1st of November, and to read the meter, and then he left, and about 2 hours later, and I was busy doing something. Well, I was getting ready to get in the shower, so I didn't answer my door, but 2 hours after the meter reader left, a guy showed up in a what I think was an official he had an official car, and he had a clipboard, and he rang the doorbell, and I didn't answer the door, and I watched him. He went into my backyard, and does have a gate. He opened the gate, went into the backyard, and checked the meter. So I know that the meter reader probably immediately notified his supervisor about my request. So, you know, they are concerned. They certainly don't want anybody to dissent.
And well, one other thing, Deanna, on yesterday's show with Clint and
Peter,
Homeland Security and the TSA are appointed by the president. It's not voted. All these agencies, we didn't vote for these agencies.
Right.
That's another reason why you have to have the questionnaire. You're letting them all also know that I am not a U.S. citizen. I am from the United States of America.
Right. Barry, hold on over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus 2 free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Vicki Davis, and we had Barry on the phone, and he was talking about the fact that he is not a citizen of the United States of America. He is a citizen of what?
Of the Republic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole complicated thing. The problem is that, you know, the average cop out on the street doesn't understand that. And it took me a long time to understand it, that there is the corporate United States and then there is the United States of America. And under one system, the United States, I guess you're a I don't know. It has something to do with the 14th Amendment or whatever. But the problem is that is so arcane, and it's probably right what you're saying. But, you know, the majority of the public out here has no knowledge of it whatsoever. They have no knowledge of anything.
let me just say this. We're dealing with statutory laws, okay? All these agencies deal with statutory laws. And the thing is, if they're going to question you and all that, this questionnaire is all based on the laws that they took an oath to. And what happened to her when she went through the airport, she refused to go through the X-ray, you know,
yeah,
where they make you go in at a booth, and then she said, no, I want to be patted down. And then the lady asked her, well, do you have any sensitive, areas? She goes, yeah, all my private areas are sensitive. So when while she was passing her down. She goes, sensitive. And she said a lot enough so everybody could see what they were doing to her and all that. But the thing is, if even though she says, I really don't want you doing this, and here's the questionnaire, they wouldn't sign it, but the supervisor took it. And she said, see, I'm with the Republic. You're with the U.S. government, and we're dealing here with martial law. And he smiled at her and nodded, like, yes, we're under martial law.
And I think if any officer does not understand what you've presented him, the document that you've presented, then he will call his supervisor. And from what I understand, after an officer calls the supervisor, then they often come back and say, you're free to go, you know, if they've stopped you for a speeding ticket or something like that. So I think that people do know about it. I think these officers do know about it. Or if they don't, then they, you know, they call someone that does. So, you know, there are ways of escaping some of the tyranny. But we're just, so many people are ignorant of that there's any tyranny going on because they're so distracted by other things.
Well, you know how important Kim Kardashian is, you know.
Wouldn't want to miss out
what she's doing.
Yes.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to explain why I forwarded that to you, and anybody can get that from you, or you can, my email is patriotbear, patriotbear09@yahoo.com.
All righty. I will make that available. Maybe if it's in the right format, I will put it on today's radio schedule page so people can just download it.
And I really appreciate that. And also Corporation Nation, the third one, about the Federal Reserve, is spot on.
It's audited
every year. Every year is gold backing it. Clint shows it word for word. He breaks it down. Awesome job. And then his mentor just came up with his, and he helped him with that one. And he really explains to campers where my dad can understand.
Are you doing a commercial for Clint?
No, but
I'm teasing you.
People just need to know what's going on. You know what I mean?
He really does. He really does. I was just teasing you, Barry.
I know that. Okay, ladies, thank you so much. Vicki, I love your work. You're awesome. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't know about these trade zones.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All righty. Thank you, Barry. And we have Rick. He called back. He'd like to make another comment. Rick in Kansas, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, I was going to further that conversation. I live on a railroad, as you can tell, the last call I had been. And that's prudent to my topic. I mentioned my father when I actually inherited this house from my grandmother, bless her heart, and it has asbestos siding on it. And I know everybody has a stigma about asbestos siding, and probably because we just cause, but the tax assessor come by and looked at our house to, you know, assess our taxes, and he made comment that this siding was illegal, and it was going to mandatory make us remove it. That was going to cost a great deal of money. And we rejected that, and they kept coming back. And, you know, at the time I was pretty young, and my dad dealt with it. Well, I asked him, I said, you know, they even offered to pay for part of it, you know, like some type of a grant. And my dad said, absolutely not. And I said, well, why don't we do that? Dad would make the place look better and the like. And he said, son, you live on the railroad, and they use microwave to communicate. And in our town is a small community. There is a huge tower there. It's a kind of a central base there, this area. And the reason that tower's there is because we live on a diagonal, and the railroad shoots off kind of on a slow corner there. So they have to transfer that communication from, you know, one to the other, I guess. Now, I don't follow that or really didn't even know about it. But clear back then, he was adamant that this siding on this house was protecting my family. And then
I believe that's true.
Yeah, and, you know, him not listening to you guys, although I'm trying to get him turned on, I reflect back on that, and those years ago, his insight has probably saved my family. But listen to this. My wife is a teacher. She's a para for the school here.
and we have more special ed kids per capita than nearly, that I know of, anywhere in the state of Kansas. And I wonder if that tower, you know, I thought about that after we talked about shielding. It just kind of lapped into my head. And I thought, you know, I really wonder if there might be some fact to that.
Well, it's either, you know, maybe that or maybe the vaccines or, but, or, you know, it could in large part be because the government set up a special program that if your child, you know, was diagnosed with ADHD or something like that, then, you know, you could get SSI for that child. And that was like $500 a month, just free money.
With no
intended purpose for the money. Just
is that to the school?
No,
yes.
That's through the federal government.
But I mean, they pay that to the school, correct?
No, they don't. They pay it to the parents. That's what
they
I mean.
Do?
Yeah, they did. They were.
Well, I was I was under the impression, you know, because we had a pretty good talk about this when she went into the pairing there because there was such an opportunity. And she said that kids, well, this is kind of getting away from the subject, but they have an incentive to put those kids in that program because they get
federal money.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a different program, okay? There are all kinds of programs, both through the education department and that's part of the reorganization, by the way, of government, is that all of the child's needs would be served through the schools, and that includes health care. And so so there are all kinds of special programs through the schools, but what I was talking about was SSI for the child, which is like Social Security for the child because they had a disability. Now, it's possible that they changed it, but I kind of doubt it. But for a while there, you know, people were signing up their kids for this, getting the diagnosis so they could get the money.
Oh, also, my goodness.
Also, I realized that if you've ever been placed in one of those classes or in that category, that you cannot take public office of any kind. Is that true?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it certainly would be it would follow you throughout life, especially with the nationalized medical record, you know, where everything you said, you know, every bad thing you did, you know, from even preschool to kindergarten is going to be on your record. There will be no forgiveness for being a child.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what we need to have most forgiveness. But if I may, I'd like to step into my other topic, which is a different energy. And Ron Moore on your morning show, early in RBN on the morning,
John Moore.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. He has ZapWorks on there regularly, and I'm working to try to get into some of what they're offering. And basically, it's Tesla technology. It's old technology, and I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of this, but maybe there's some that aren't. But you can get nearly completely off grid by having your own energy source, and I don't fully understand it, but I'm learning very quick. And my dad, I've questioned him. Like I said, I refer back to him because he's just brilliant. And you know, we've actually made some of those batteries ourselves, kind of bootlegged technology, but they work. And I'm not going to go into business selling them or nothing like that. I would encourage everybody to go to ZapWorks and go check it out for themselves because we don't need these meters on our houses. We could actually be taking care of ourselves.
Well, I kind of don't believe that that's true, but there's a whole thing with the renewable energy that is yet another scam, and what it is, it's to privatize the distribution system of our public utilities, and you can't get rid of the main utility company because they provide constant and reliable power, whereas these alternate sources are intermittent. And
well, there are some that are battery operated. There's a company actually out, I believe they're in Coeur d'Alene, and they they do manufacture power sources. I don't know enough about it to really, you know, elaborate. But I do know that there are that are not associated with the sustainable energy kinds of programs that we hear about elsewhere.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I do think they are, actually. Yeah, because one company that I did a research on is called Haku, and that's what they were testing.
What they
called fuel cells that turn out to be nothing more than really battery backup. And it's not, you know, I'm not saying the battery backup is a bad thing. I'm talking about the grid and the service of electricity en masse to everybody. And, you know, it's fine if you want to get up on the grid and get a battery system and, you know, just run your battery system. But that won't replace the utility company.
Well, I would really hate to disagree because you sound so knowledgeable. But we have a hunting lodge, and with the exception of an air conditioner, we can take care of all the needs off these batteries that we've made ourselves. And these are not lead acid batteries, but and I don't really want to, you know, go into all that because I'm not trying to sell this stuff. But ZapWorks has got the technology, and you can nearly take care of all your electronic needs for the rural area. It really is the answer. Now, in cities where people are used to the convenience of air conditioning and the like, probably they are going to have to get hard. And used to the, if it ever does go bad, they're going to get a rude awakening. But anyway, listen, girls, you have a beautiful day, and I'm going to step out. I got work to do, and God bless both of you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rick, for calling in. All righty. We have another caller. We have Frank on line three. Oh, did Frank drop?
I heard somebody.
Maybe he will call back.
Oh, maybe that was the board op.
Yeah.
Dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's very interesting. But, it's, as you said before, the energy companies really do have a monopoly. And it's very unfortunate that we've all grown used to all of this, all these modern conveniences. All righty, let's take David in San Francisco. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, greetings, all. You know, I heard that last caller talking about going off grid, and out here in California, the legislation that led to the big Enron thing was called the Deregulation of Electricity Bill, and that was 1996. And part of what it created was that small organizations, you could have a neighborhood, you could have a church, you could have a nonprofit, you could have a for-profit aggregation. So instead of being each individual house off the grid by itself, you could actually have like a little network. You know, if you had three farms within a quarter mile of each other, they could essentially set up their own little power company. And if one house wasn't using electricity at a given time, the other houses could. And so aggregation is something that's completely legal here in California, and technologically it's completely possible. So it's the idea of whether or not you want to, you know, if you've got like a little shore town, you know, and you would have to run wires 15 miles up to, you know, the main highway or something like that, it would be real easy to have, you know, just like that little town create its own little electrical grid. And I got to disagree with your guest who was saying that alternative energy or I'm trying to think of the phrase that she was using.
Sustainable?
Renewable energies. Sustainable energy. There's no scam about it. Sustainable is if you're hooking up to the wind or if you're hooking up to the sun, that's something that's going to be here for the next 10,000 years. And depending upon the price of coal for your immediate electrical needs is not sustainable at all. Prices of coal change all the time. You know, breakdowns of parts at the power plant happen all the time. Windstorms knock down power lines all the time. Sustainable means that if you've got something local and it's working, and it's, you know, based upon something that's the laws of nature, as opposed to the idea of blowing mountains apart and hauling coal 3,000 miles in order to, you know, to create electricity. That's not sustainable at all. You know, railroad tracks break down, mountains run out of coal, and the idea of going to wind and solar and wave power and even gravity power is an option that very few people look at. But
after the break, I'll tell you what the scam part of it is.
All righty. So we'll go to a break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest, Vicki Davis. And David, stay on the line. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Guest today is Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. And Vicki, you were going to tell us about why this might be questionable, sustainable energy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, first of all, it has nothing to do with the type of renewable energy. You know, that's a separate issue. What it has to do with is the programs that have been defined in our government that are funded to create this parasitic system over the top of our economy called, you know, technology and innovation, and it's supposed to be remediation for globalization, you know, where we exported all of our manufacturing, We've exported white-collar jobs, and the way we're supposed to rebuild the economy is through these small businesses, through the technology research innovation system that the government is funding through the through these zones that have been defined. Okay, now this company called Haku that I was talking about, they started in Hawaii at a small business incubator system associated with the University of Hawaii. And it was just a couple of guys. They got an SBA loan to start a business, and they got an angel investor. Okay, so right there you're looking at government money that's being used to fund a supposedly private enterprise. That company was assisted in getting a Navy contract, which gave them credibility to test what is called a fuel cell, what they called a fuel cell. Turns out that they were given that contract to do that through the National Science Foundation, and the National Science Foundation gave them an option of, like, I don't know, 50 or so materials to test. Since it wasn't really their innovation, it was basically a gift given to them through the National Science Foundation, and it turns out that the fuel cell is actually just a battery backup, which, you know, computer systems have, and communication systems, they've always had battery backup. It's nothing new. It's nothing innovative.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, okay, then Haku, because these kids, they're basically kids, you know, in their early 20s, they were given this big Navy contract to test this fuel cell. They subcontracted with a company called Idatech. Idatech is a subsidiary of IDACorp, along with Idaho Power.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So Haku comes all the way from Hawaii and just happens to pick Pocatello, Idaho, to locate their polysilicon manufacturing plant. And for doing that, Haku is given 67 acres of land by the city of Pocatello at a lease price of $1 per year for 99 years.
Wow.
And an option on 450 more acres.
Vicki, we've run out of time.
Oh, darn it.
Darn. Hey, Kate, we'll pick this up tomorrow, because you're coming back tomorrow.
Okay, well, it's a real cliffhanger for the audience.
Yes. All right, listeners, so talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, Vicki. Thanks, callers, for calling in. It's been fun. Bye-bye.